South Wales, and possibly North Somerset too, there is a wonderful expression for people who we know very well, who we're closely connected to as families, but we're not actually related to. And that is the word belonging. You say that you're belonging to someone if you get a very close family link to them, but they're not actually part of your family. You become belonging. Actually, as a child, it's very confusing because you have all these aunties and uncles everywhere. You wonder, really, are they your aunties and uncles or are they not your aunties and uncles? But for me, it's quite easy because I didn't really have any aunties and uncles living in Neath anyway, so everybody was just belonging at that point. So it made it much easier for me. But belonging means something special, a special relationship. And I would say belonging is something as people that we want to do. You see it with children, especially when they have a non-uniform day in school, where they all then go and dress in exactly the same things. So they're all belonging to one another. They have groups, and they show their grouping by what they're wearing. Same with adults as well. We tend to express what group we're in by what we're wearing, and that way we have a sense of belonging. Whatever age we are, I would say we all have a desire to belong. And in our reading from the letter to the Romans today, Paul is writing about the importance of belonging. Paul offers us two choices that we can make. He writes, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live." So, if we belong to the fallen world of the flesh, it means living to satisfy personal, perhaps physical, pleasures. The eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we shall die brigade. Being a member of this group means we become slaves to a particular desire. And that way leads only to sin and a refusal of the life that God wants us to live and the people God wants us to be, to belong. But there is, of course, the other option. We can be led by the Spirit. Paul says, "If by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live." So, living according to the flesh leads to death, but living according to the Spirit leads to life in all its abundant glory. Paul, of course being Paul, puts it rather starkly by saying that we're given the choice between life and death. Now, if that is the choice that we have, then who would not choose life? All its glory. And when we claim this heavenly identity, something miraculously happens. We belong to something bigger than ourselves. Now, that doesn't mean we're members of some special secret society or club, but rather we belong to God in a profoundly intimate way. He is our Abba, our Father, and we become his children, deeply loved, always welcome. We have been adopted, brought into the family on purpose. We become beloved children of God. We belong to Abba, to Father. And belonging means we belong to one another as well, to God's whole family on earth. This is not an individual thing and can't be done by our own strength or will. We are all part of this family, brothers and sisters with Christ, together through the Spirit of adoption. The need to belong is a basic human need. The question for each of us is where that belonging will find its home. We can attempt to find our place in secular society by fitting in. Or we can be aware of society which we need to be while finding our identity in Christ. It is something that the gospel tells us about as well. Do we want to be the wheat? Or do we want to be the tares, the weeds? They'll grow together, and then the wheat will be saved for a bountiful harvest. That's what we choose. That's what we choose to have as beloved children of our Heavenly Father. When we choose to follow Jesus and live in the Spirit, we belong to God as his own adopted and dearly loved children. We belong to that eternal harvest home, that eternal community of love that claims God as Father and Christ as Brother and Holy Spirit as the sustainer of life eternal. And being adopted through Christ to Abba, to Father, means that we're belonging to our sisters and brothers around the world as well. And we are linked to them. Someone to whom then we belong to as a community is Sergio. Sergio in Colombia, who we support through Compassion UK. And Sergio has written us as a community a letter to thank us. And Sergio's letter says this: Dear sponsors, may God bless you. I love you very much. I thank you for your support in the project. I'm doing very well in school, and I like biology class. I never did, but Sergio does. I like biology class. I am in third grade. I am learning about Roman numbers. I love playing soccer. What about rugby? Like, how are you? I ask you please to pray for my studies. So, and he says, this is said to you in God's love. These are the words from Sergio. We are linked with a bigger thing. We are linked with our sisters and brothers across the world. We are there for one another. Through the Spirit, we belong. We belong, Sergio belongs. We're there to support one another. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, loving Lord, as we celebrate our belonging in you and with one another, we pray for our brother Sergio, and we pray for his studies, and we pray for him and his community, his family and his community, that they may all feel this sense of belonging as well with one another. May the money from Compassion UK be used wisely in order to support those who are in need. All this we ask in Jesus' holy name. Amen.